News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With Microsoft 365 from Vodafone, your business can bring the team together wherever they are. See vodafone.ie/business.
Now, it's my great pleasure to welcome to Down to Business out here in Kyoto, the great rugby legend that he is, Mr. Eddie Jones. Eddie, you're very welcome to Down to Business.
How are you, Bobby? All right, mate?
I'm really good. Can I just ask you this? What's the first thing that comes into your mind when you think about Irish rugby?
The thing that strikes me the most is how inventive they've been over the last 20 years. You know, if you go back when I first started coaching internationally, you go on an end-of-season tour and the Ireland game would be traditionally one of the easiest games, you know, and the last 10 years they've been consistently in the top two in the world. And, you know, with a small population, that's an incredible achievement.
What do you make of the Leinster setup? Is it something that, as a coach, that you obviously, you know, when you're looking at the Irish setup, do you know much about how the whole Leinster thing works? And what would your level of detailed knowledge be around that?
Well, I think I've got rudimentary knowledge, and basically they've captured the best talent and give them the best opportunity to develop, and you know, it's pretty smart. You know, very smart. And yeah, you know, if you consider 80% of Leinster come from the Leinster Academy and 80% of Ireland comes from the Leinster Academy, it's a pretty good production line.
Okay. Just going back to yourself, Eddie, you've got a Japanese mother, your father was Australian, you grew up in Tasmania. When did the rugby start, or was it a rugby family? I know you played hooker in your early days.
No, not at all, mate. But my father was in the army, so we moved around a bit and we ended up in La Perouse in Sydney, which was a traditional rugby league area. Played rugby league till 10, and then, yeah, I was lucky I was born in the era of fantastic players, you know, three Ellis who revolutionised Australian rugby. Mark Ellis scored a try in every Grand Slam game, captain Australia when he was 24. So then we went to a rugby school and played rugby from there. So we were from the sort of the other side of the tracks, mate.
Okay. Now we're here in Japan and this is a place you know well. This is your third, I suppose, coaching gig here. Am I right in saying once as assistant, twice as head coach?
Yeah, no, that's correct, mate. And I think because of my heritage, because I'm half Japanese, I've always had an attraction to coach here, you know. And I'm getting towards the end of my career, so I thought it'd be a good place to finish off and give something back to the game.
What about Japan as a rugby nation, Eddie? Again, we've seen it and we've seen flashes of real brilliance there over the last couple of years. Are they a team that can compete at the highest level?
I think, yeah, 2015, 2019 showed that. But, you know, unlike Ireland, the success was not planned. You know, you can have situational success. I'm sure you have it in business as well. And they don't have the planning or the infrastructure to be sustainably successful. And that's one of the things we're trying to manipulate now, because you know, you're in Kyoto now and you can see how strong tradition is in Japan. Yeah. And in rugby it's the same, mate. Yeah, it's very traditional.
And in terms of the availability of players, the you know, the lads coming through, is there a good channel of recruitment of, like, how's youth rugby and, you know, underage rugby and all that?
Well, it's an unusual system here, mate, that nearly all the good players go to, like in Leinster, go to good high schools.
Yeah.
And then they go to university for 4 years. But the university competition is not a high performance, you know. So they train 150 kids, 90 kids at one time. There might be two coaches. You know, they're not eating, they're not training like a high performance. So our best young talent from 18 to 22 are just treated like anyone else in the street. And, and that's the disadvantage we're trying to overcome at the moment.
Okay. Now, there's a big game, test game, Japan versus Oz in October. Tell me about that. Tell me about the preparation for the Japanese lads in advance of that game.
Yeah, well, it's likely we're playing Australia for sure, and there's a small chance we're playing South Africa in the lead up to that. So, you know, we'll be well prepared, and you know, the honour of playing Ireland at the Aviva Stadium is a great one for Japan.
Okay, well then finally you're going to be doing some punditry on the Lions Tour. What do you make of the the number of Irish guys going on the Lions tour.
Well, I think if you look at the Six Nations over the last 5 years, they deserve every player they've got in the team, and yeah, they're going to be the most important players on that tour because they'll be the nucleus of that team.
Okay. And very finally, you've said you don't have to like me, but you do have to respect me. Is that a business quote or a rugby one?
I don't know, mate. I don't know where that came from.
Listen, thanks for joining us, Eddie Jones. What a legend, and what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time, and every success with the Japanese team and all you're doing. Thank you again, Eddie.
All right, good on you, Bobby. Nice chat to you.